All right, gang. Hey, this is. All right, gang. This is Daryl Davis. Welcome to the call. Luna, you and I are going to chat in just a minute. So I want to. We are officially starting the call. This is July, and happy 4th of July, everybody. I was just talking to one of our power agents on the call, and we're gonna go back to her in a second. But let me just start off with the formalities about the call and what the purpose of these calls are. So, because we have some people that are calling in for the first time, and so I want to welcome those people, and let me go over the ground rules and how this works. So right now I have you in presentation Q&A mode, which means that everybody is muted right now, and you can only hear me. We are recording the call, but if you want to ask me a question, here's how you do that. If you hit *6 on your keypad, that will take you off the mute, and then you'll be able to talk to me. But right now we're just got everybody muted, so that way you can hear the quality is good. The purpose of these calls is to go over, there's a few things. Number one is to go over the magazine that's on the Power Program website. So every month I give you guys a magazine that has checklists or forms or suggestions, etc. That's number one. Number two is to give you some personal coaching. If you have any questions or challenges, things that that you want help with in your business or even, you know, mentally, like Luna's having a bit of a mental issue. You know, even if you need an attitude adjustment, you need some help there, because what we do know is when our attitudes are not, when our head's not in the game properly, it's really hard to do the right activities. You know, that it's, I'm not into sports, but, you know, I use sports analogies a lot for some reason. I think it's part of the DNA of a motivational speaker is you got to use sports analogies. But, you know, if you can imagine if there was anything that you were going to do, if you were going to play football or tennis or any kind of sport, and even if you know how to do that sport, but if your head's not in the game, you know, if you're not in the zone to do that mentally, you knowing what to do is not going to help you win the game or be effective at the game. What really has you be effective is your mental state. And so I think that's a real important part of our business. So we're going to go to Luna in a second. So anyway, let me go back. Number one is to go over the magazine with you that's on the Power Program website. Number two is to give you some personal coaching. So in a minute, if you guys have something you need help with, this is your opportunity to ask me. So I'll do that in a second. And then the third part of the call is to give you some extra material of suggestions, ideas, and I have some really cool things I'm going to share with you today. So, but let's start with the coaching piece, okay? So we'll do the coaching first, then I'll do the magazine, then I'm going to give you some advice. The first person that we're going to do some coaching with is Luna. So Luna, what I'm going to ask you to do, please hit *6 on your keypad. Do it one time, and it'll take a minute for it to kick in and for you to unmute yourself. So I think I heard you. Are you there, Luna?
I'm here.
Okay, good. So right now, Luna, you and I are the only ones that people can hear, so it'll be a good recording. So Luna, just you said a moment ago that you've been attending these calls every month, you've been listening to them, but you're still not being motivated to actually take action. Is that correct?
Yes and no. I listen to the calls. I even go back and listen to the ones online from January forward. And it's not that I'm not motivated, but I feel like I still don't know the dialogue. I'm just so, I have the analysis paralysis that I call it. I just think about it and don't feel like I'm ready.
Okay.
I don't take any action.
So, all right. So you feel motivated, but what's holding you back is that you feel like you're not ready to make calls to FSBOs and actually take action. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so I just want to make sure that I'm clear as to where you think is holding you back. So there's a couple of things I'm going to tell you, Luna, okay? First of all, you and I are going to role play calling a for sale by owner, and we're recording this call. So now you're going to have, you know, the dialogue and how to do it, and you won't have that as an excuse anymore, okay?
Okay.
Now, well, here's the second thing, though. No matter what, you're still going to procrastinate after this call. Unless you hear what I'm about to now say, okay?
Okay.
And that is, you cannot way to get perfect or to do it the right way, and then you're going to do it, because then you're never going to do it. One, because what you're doing, Luna, as a lot of agents do, not everybody, but a lot of agents, before they'll pull the trigger to do something, they'll actually wait to have it perfect, and then they're going to start doing it. But you can't get perfect unless you actually start trying, because it's you and trying and making the mistakes is where you learn how to improve. Are you following me so far?
Yes.
But I'm going to give you another analogy that hopefully is going to help you. And Luna, this analogy I'm going to give you, and everybody else that's listening, you can actually watch me deliver this, what I'm about to do with you, on my Facebook wall, because I recorded a video that actually talks exactly about this, and hopefully it'll be your motivator. So you'll get to see it, but now, right now, you're just going to hear it, okay?
Okay.
I did this video about the Declaration of Independence. And I joked about, imagine what it was like back in the 1700s when a group of guys were hanging out together, complaining about the situation. They didn't like the tyranny, they didn't like the king, et cetera, et cetera. So what did they do? What they did was, is they said, you know what? The hell with this. Let's make our own country. So this is what these guys did. They says, you know what? We're not happy, so we're going to create our own country. Now, they didn't say, let's figure out. And now, by the way, what they did when they said, let's make our own country, they sent a letter to the king, which I don't know how many of us have actually read the Declaration recently. But if you read it recently, it's actually a letter to the king of England saying that we're fed up with how things are, and this is why we think you're not a good king, and this is why we're going to create our own country. So that's what the Declaration of Independence is. It's telling the king to go fly a kite. Okay. So now these guys make a commitment to create a new country. Now, Luna, here's the part I want you to get. They didn't first say, well, let's figure out what the country's going to look like. Let's get everything perfect, and then we'll make the commitment to creating the country. No, they made the commitment first, not having a clue what they were going to do. They had no systems, they had no resources, they had no money. They just blind faith made the commitment called New Country. Then they went and figured it out. Are you with me on this, Luna?
Yes.
So what you have to do is stop trying to figure out how to do it the right way. You need to step up, make the commitment, and take action, and figure it out as you go along. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Okay. Now, let's do the dialogue. What's that, hon?
I said it makes me nervous, but it makes sense.
Yeah. Now, as far as the nervous part, let's talk about the nervous part when it comes to calling FSBOs or doing anything that's going to stretch you. Mm-hmm. Now, and by the way, I just want to say this to everybody. I want you to know, I know who's on the call. I know you're on the call listening. And I only say that to you because sometimes what we can do on these conference calls is that we can kind of drift away. You know, we can get distracted by the office or somebody sitting next to us, the dog, the kids, the TV. You all need to stay focused on this call because in the 60 minutes, I hope that it could be very powerful for you. But you have to listen powerfully for it to be powerful. Now, as far as the fear part is concerned, Luna, I'm going to give you one other analogy, and then we're going to role play the FSBO dialogue.
Okay.
If anybody's attended my seminars before, you've heard this story where I talked about my son, Michael Raymond. When he was, you know, very young, I wanted him to get into sports. Not because I'm into sports, but I wanted him to be exposed to sports so he can decide for himself if this is something he wanted to pursue in his life. So I bring him to this place where they do a testing of kids, you know, of their physical ability in relationship to softball or t-ball, whatever. And so we went there, and they had to do a series of tests. They had to do the running test, the catching test. My son and I, we go there, and he's so scared, Luna. He's so scared because we walked into this building. I got jeans and a t-shirt. He's got sweatpants and a t-shirt because he loves sweatpants. He's a little chunky, not anymore, but he was back then. And, you know, he's about like 10 years old. So we walk into this big room. It's like a warehouse, like a Costco. And there's all these kids. They're all skinny. They're all dressed like baseball players. The fathers are dressed like baseball players. So my son and I are like, geez, we didn't get the memo. So we felt so uncomfortable. Are you with me?
Yes.
So he's 10 years old, and he's walking into this room full of thin, athletic people, and he's not that. And he's all nervous, and he tells me, Daddy, I want to go. Now, this is probably the worst moment of my son's life. Daddy, we have to go. Please, I don't feel good. So I said, don't worry, let's just check it out. So I'm trying to distract him. So we put our names in. We go over. They say you have to go to the batting cage for the batting test. So I bring my son over to the batting test. Luna, I want you to imagine my 10-year-old son, he's looking at the person who's in the batting cage right now being tested. He's swinging the ball, he's swinging the bat, and he's hitting every ball, this kid. Not my son, the kid that he's watching, right? My son is going to be asked to go in after this kid. Mm-hmm. My son's going to be asked to go into the batting cage without his father, to be judged by other people. That'd be like you calling a FSBO in front of the office and everybody listening to you. Are you with me, Luna?
Definitely.
So I want you to feel the anxiety that my 10-year-old boy must have been in. You do? Good. Because I brought my son over to a bench and I sat him down and I said, Michael Raymond, I want to talk to you. You know what I do for a living. He says, yes, Daddy. You see, Luna, my son, he's traveled with me to Australia, New Zealand. He's seen me speak in front of thousands of realtors. And so he knows what I do, right? So I said, Michael, you know what I do for you. He says, yes, Daddy. I said, I go around the world trying to help people. He says, yes, Daddy, I know. And I'm going to tell you, Michael Raymond, the number one thing that holds an adult back from being extraordinary in their life, they don't have fear. Fear has them. Michael Raymond, I want you to go into that batting cage. I don't care if you hit the ball or not. I just don't want fear to hold you back. And Luna, my son, he's such a good student. He just looked at me and said, okay, Daddy. And he went in there. He swung. He missed a lot. He hit some. Then he did the other test, the running test, the catching test, the throwing test. And after an hour and a half, my son's sitting on the bench, and he's a little sweaty. And he looks at me and says, thanks, Daddy. I had a great time today. And I said, Michael Raymond, don't you ever forget this. Don't ever let fear hold you back in life. It's okay to have it, but don't let it have you. My son walked into that cage, Luna, with the fear. The fear didn't go away. He just didn't let the fear stop him from going into the cage. Are you with me?
I am.
So, Luna, what you have to do is don't try and not be afraid when you make a call to a FSBO expired. That's not going to go away. But you bring it with you. You have the fear, but don't let it have you. Just bring it with you, feel what you feel, and just make the call and swing. You hit it, great. If you don't, you don't. But at least you're friggin' swinging. That's the important piece. Now, let me go over the dialogue with you, okay?
Okay.
You be the FSBO, and I'm calling you. Ring, ring.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling about the house for sale.
Oh, yes, we're selling it ourselves.
Okay, great. Now, by the way, don't say that yet, Luna, because you don't know that I'm a realtor. Okay,
mm-hmm.
You might think I'm a buyer, so let's do it again. I know I threw you into the role play really quick here. So I want you to imagine you're a homeowner. I'm calling on an ad. And by the way, before I do this with Luna, let me just tell everybody something. The reason why this is really great and important, and by the way, I'm going to give you guys some other techniques to get listings with expireds in just a minute after I do this role play with Luna. But right now, in most parts of the country, most people on this call, you're seeing an increase in activity. The market has turned a corner. Things are selling quickly. And the problem we're having is actually inventory, getting listings. And what's going to happen is more and more homeowners are going to be coming out to the market during the summer months to sell their property. There's a huge opportunity for us to get more business, more listings. And we need to have this be a real big focus, especially if you want to double your income. The best thing for you to do is if you get more listings and you do an open house on one of your listings that's priced right, you're probably going to sell that house from that open listing, from that open house, and get a double dip. But you can't get a double dip unless you have the first dip, which is the listing. So Luna, let's take it from the top, okay? So you're a homeowner, and
From
I'm
the
just
top.
calling you. Yep. Okay.
Okay.
Ring, ring.
Hello.
Yes. Hi. I'm calling about the house for sale.
Yes, we have a house for sale.
Yes. It's still available?
Yes, it's still available.
Well, hi. This is Daryl Davis from Power Realty. How are you, ma'am?
I'm doing fine, thank you, but we wouldn't like any we're not working with the realtor.
Okay, so you are trying to do this on your own then?
Yes, we are.
Well, the ad really caught my eye. It sounds like a beautiful house, 4 bedrooms, 2 bath, colonial. By the way, did you write this ad? Because if you did, you did a great job.
Yes, I did, with some help from friends, but we put it together ourselves.
Yes, it's very nice. It's 4 bedrooms, 2 baths, and I see that it's about an acre. What's the actual lot size, ma'am? Do you mind me asking?
The actual lot size is about 17,000.
Okay. Oh, wow, that's nice. And so it's not quite an acre, but is it fenced in the property?
Yes, there's a fence halfway around the
Well, let me.
property.
Okay, and it's 4 bedrooms. Are the bedrooms all upstairs, or is sometimes they the bedroom there might be a 1 bedroom on the main floor in some
We
models.
have three up, one down.
Okay, very good. And have you? Can I ask you? By the way, my name's Daryl. What's your name, ma'am?
Luna.
Luna. Is there one feature that you feel is like the buyers that have come through, or maybe is when you bought the house, is like there's one feature that really stands out that you think is really a huge selling point about the property?
Oh, definitely. We have a really awesome kitchen.
Oh, really? Tell me what, how so?
Well, it's really open. It allows it's easy for entertaining. It makes going from the stove to the entertainment bar area really convenient.
All right, now let me stop the role play, and then I'm going to go to the end on how to ask for the appointment, Luna. Okay, and for everybody, here's what I want you to notice. Let's go through the dialogue. What I did real quick. Hi, I'm calling about the house for sale. You said yes. Now the reason why you say that first is you want to make sure you're talking to the decision maker. You know, if somebody else answers the phone who's not a homeowner and you say, I'm calling about the house for sale, they'll say, well, hang on a second, let me get the owner for you. So is that, I'm sorry, I'm calling about the house for sale, and they say, yes, I know I'm talking to the owner. Is it still available? You say, yes, it is. The reason why you do that is because sometimes they lie. Once they know you're a realtor, they'll say the house is already sold. So those are the first two things you say, and then you identify yourself. You know, hi, this is Daryl Davis from Power Realty. How are you? And then Luna, you said, we're not working with agents. And I said, okay, so you are trying to do it on your own. And you said, yes. Then here was the next part. I simply went right to asking questions about the house, and I even brought up about the ad. And it seems like it sounds like the ad caught my eye. Did you write the ad yourself? I'm trying to do a little, build a little rapport right up front with the homeowner. Then I started talking about the house. You know, what can you tell me about you? So the bedrooms, the baths, and so we're having that dialogue. Are you with me so far, Luna?
Right, yes.
Now, the one pivotal question that I asked you was, is there one really great selling feature about the property that really stands out for you? I asked that question too soon in this role play, but I want to just condense the dialogue for the purpose of time, and there's other material I'm going to get to on this call. You don't want to ask that question too soon. I probably would have waited and asked some other questions. But I want you to notice that that question, can you tell me that one feature or selling point about the property that you think buyers really like or what you liked about it? Then that's when you started to really talk about the house. Not at first. You said it was the kitchen. And I said, well, tell me why. And then you started to say, well, it's this, it's this, it's this, it's this. And so that's kind of a magical question that gets the seller to start really talking about the house. And they're almost like trying to sell you on the house on how wonderful it is because of this one feature. So if they're trying to sell you on this one wonderful feature, then the natural progression is that well, you might as well come over and see the house. So that's a great question, but you don't want to ask it too soon. The other thing I want to say is the real skill in calling FSBOs and expireds is this part here. It's the questioning, because there's a couple of things that we're doing by asking the questions. And this is something that it's hard to script out. This is, you know, questions, really, you ask questions based on, like, the next question you ask is really based on the answer that they gave to the other question. You know, so it's like a conversation. Like, you don't go to a party that you've never been to before, walking around with a list of questions to ask people to, like, build a relationship. When you meet people for the first time, there's no script. You just start a dialogue, and you start to get to know one another. And that's the same thing here with the FSBO calling the questions. You know, real estate's an art form. It's not a science. 2 + 2 = 4. It doesn't work that way. So you need to kind of just kind of wing it, if you will. You know, have some basic questions in your mind about the bedrooms, baths, the lot size, the property. And then when you feel like you've built some rapport and they're not going to hang up on you, then you ask that question, could you tell me that one feature that really stands out about the property? So going back to what I was saying, two reasons for the question. Number one is to, you're building rapport. So that's the first part. The second part of why the questions are so important is you're getting a sense of their situation and maybe how you can help them. When you feel like they're ready, Luna, then you go to this part. So we're going to go back to the role play. So, Luna, the house sounds really wonderful. Let me ask you something. Would you be offended if I just came over to take a look at the house?
Well, I wouldn't be offended, but I want you to know up front that we're not paying realtor commission.
Now, let's stop the role play again. First of all, you did a great job because you weren't quite sure how to answer me because you didn't know what Daryl Davis wanted. Does he want me to just say yes, or should I still push back? So I know that's why you pulled.
When I did do the one roll of calls, the one time I did after I listened to the first seminar, that's what I kept getting, like, I couldn't get in the door.
Well, I will tell you, when you ask the question, if you ask it at the right time, like you've built enough rapport, and you say, would you be offended if I just stopped by? Almost always the answer would be, no, I wouldn't be offended, unless you're from New York or New Jersey. So if you're not getting a receptive answer to that question, where are you from again, Luna? I'm sorry.
I'm in California, Southern California.
Yeah. So Southern California. So I would say if you're not getting a receptive answer to, would you be offended if I stopped by to see the house, given that you're from Southern California, I would say you're asking it too soon. So you want to make sure you're asking more questions to build rapport, because in most parts of the country where people are not really aggressive and obnoxious, which, you know, I know I'm being very stereotypical, stereotyping people, but it is true. New Yorkers and Jerseyites and some parts of Chicago, no matter what, they might bite back on that question. Whenever I've done it anywhere else in the country, people are usually, would you be offended if I stopped by to see the house? They would say, no, you can come by. And the reason why they'll say, no, you can come by, because I built a rapport and now they're willing to let me in. Okay? So look at that. You may be asking the question too soon. But let's continue. Let's continue. So let's go with the hard case scenario. So you just said to me, well, I wouldn't be offended, but we're not paying a commission. So here's what I would say to them. Well, I totally respect that, and I understand, because that's why you initially started to do it on your own like this, Luna. All I like to do is see the house, see what you have, and see if there is a way that I can help you that makes sense. You know, if it doesn't make sense, it doesn't. But if it does, then, you know, then you'll let me know that too. So could I come over tonight around 6, or would 7 be better?
6, that would be fair. 6 is okay.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't want to interfere with that. I'm assuming there's a Mr. Luna.
Yes.
Or did I assume incorrectly? Okay, great. Because I'd like to meet him too. So is he going to be – when do you have dinner? Because I don't want to interfere with that.
We have dinner at 5 o'clock every night.
Okay, all right. So 6 is – all right, well, perfect. All right, well, great. So I'll look for it. And so that's the end of the call, Luna, okay?
Okay.
All right. So just swing, baby. Just go in the batting cage, swing. Now, you've got some personal coaching here, so what I want you to do is, to listen to this recording before you make the call, so hopefully you'll get a little inspired, okay?
Got it. Will do.
Thank good. You. Good question. You're welcome, Luna. You can stay unmuted if you want. Now, I'm going to – let me give everybody a tip that I think you're going to love, because I just learned this. In one of my live training courses, that I taught. One of the students shared something and this week, and I want to share it with you guys. I think it's awesome. And after I share this, then I'll open up the call. If anybody else has a question, you need some coaching, I'll tell you how to talk to me in a minute. Unmute yourself. But here's the idea. What this agent does, her name's Gina. Now, just to give you a sense, like this month, Gina, she did some of you know what I mean by dots. A dot is either a sale, something goes to contract, or a listing. And Gina, this month, in the last 30 days, okay, she got at least 15 dots. Okay, so that means she got either 15, a combination of listings and sales. So she did an incredible job. She's a top producer, is my point. And, oh, I forgot, Gina is actually our interview this month. Okay, so she's actually, if you go to the magazine, you're going to see Gina's face, you're going to see the interview. Anyway, so here's what Gina shared this week that I thought was awesome. What she does is during the holidays, she'll go visit expireds and door knock around or on the holiday. So, for example, here's what she did this 4th of July. What she did was she went to 20 expired listings because that's all there was that month. And those 20 expired listings, she dropped off an ice cream scooper that she bought at the dollar store. So we're talking $20. With her business card attached to it. And I think she put a little gift, a little note or something of value about the market, or a little note card saying, you know, hope you, you know, enjoy the 4th of July. Here's, and make sure you have a nice scoop of ice cream. I'm sure she did something like that. She didn't clarify that piece. But that's what she did. She went door to door, 20 expireds, gave them this dollar ice cream scooper. And out of the 20, she got two listings this month because of that one simple idea. Now, Luna, you should love that because you don't have to actually call FSBOs. That's like,
yeah.
Right? You're just giving a gift. Here's another example. New Year's. On New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, because she couldn't do it all in one, because there were 87 expireds, okay? And she went to these 87 expireds and dropped off one of those little small things of Bailey's, okay? And put her business card to it, Happy New Year. Out of those 87 expireds where she gave a little bottle of Bailey's, she got 18 listings from that one technique. So I love what Gina shared. And by the way, like I said, she's the interview this month, so make sure you listen to the interview on the website, read the magazine. All right, now, with that said, does anybody if you want me to coach you on something specific, what I'd like you to do is unmute yourself, and here's how you do that. You hit *6 on your keypad one time, and just give it about 10 seconds because it's a delayed reaction. And then I'll be able to hear you. So just do that once. If anybody has a question, they need coaching on something, *6 just one time on your keypad. Anybody? This is your opportunity. Anybody else need some coaching on something? Or we're going to be voyeurs and just listen to the call? Okay. Well, that's fine.
I have another question then, Daryl.
What's that?
I have another question then.
Well, then you can,
get...
Luna.
Okay. Nobody else. I wanted to be mindful of everyone else get their turn.
Well, I appreciate that, Luna, but hey, go ahead.
But once you get into the home, once they do let you into their home, how do you convert them from, you know, this is my home, this is my time to visit you and your home, to how can I get this listing with you?
All right. That's an awesome question, Luna. So here's how you do that. And by the way, did somebody else unmute themselves?
Yes, I unmuted myself.
All right, good. I can hear because I could tell somebody else. All right, hang in there with me, okay? Let me finish Luna's question, and then I'll go to you. So, Luna, that's a great question. What you do is when I teach it live, it's a lot easier to see it, so hang in there with me. Luna, it's very assumptive. What you do when you go over to the house is you're going to just, you know, you're going to greet them, they're going to greet you. And the first thing you do is you have your listing book with you or your bag and your laptop, whatever you got, And you simply, as you walk into that, say, here, do you mind if I just put this down over here? And over here is the kitchen table. So you're just going to walk assumptively and ask, and, you know, can I just put this down? You put your stuff down at the kitchen table. Are you with me so far?
Yes.
Okay. So you drop it. You don't sit. You just put it there. So now, naturally, they're going to take you through the house. So let me see the house. So as they're taking you through the house, there's something. Here's the point of why you're going through the house. Is not to see the house. It's to build rapport. Because if you all think about it, when we tour houses, like we go to a broker's open house or we tour something that's vacant, how long does it take us to tour a house? We bada bing, bada boom, we go through that house like in 60 seconds, really just to find the light switches and to get a sense of the house. But when we're doing it with a homeowner who's a FSBO or even expired, we're actually going through taking our time. Because the purpose is not so much the house, but it's the rapport building. Now, I'm going to give you a rule of thumb, Luna, and everybody else. And this is a powerful rule of thumb. Once you feel like you've broken the barriers and they like you, like they like you, that's when you increase the speed of the preview to get to the kitchen table. If you've built the connection, you've built rapport with them, there's no point to dragging it out anymore. So speed up the rest of the, because the longer you stay touring the house now, if the purpose is to build rapport and you've built a rapport, if you keep dragging out the previewing the home, that's time that's being eaten into the actual listing presentation that you're going to do. And you don't want to be there all night. So walk through the house, take your time, build rapport, ask questions, talk about the family as you're touring the house. Once you feel you got that connection, bada bing, you go back to the kitchen table and you simply sit down and you say, let me just ask you, if I can, Luna, a couple of questions about the property and about what you're trying to accomplish. And so you start asking questions, Luna, about, so what's the time frame? What are you looking to accomplish? Where are you moving to? What would happen to your plans if you didn't sell? Are you still with me, Luna?
Yes.
Once you've asked enough questions to get clear about what they're trying to accomplish, then here is the question I'm about to give you, Luna, that segues into you opening up your book. And the question is, well, Luna, let me ask you, if I can help you get to, you know, Las Vegas, you know, sell this house and to Vegas with the monies that you need to make the move a success, is that something you'd be open to? Is that something you'd be interested in? And you say yes to me, Luna, you now just gave me permission to explain how I'm going to do that. And that's when I open up my listing book. Do you got it?
Yes, that's great. Awesome.
Yeah, it's very smooth. It's very simple. Beautiful. Great question. Okay, now, who's my other guy on the call?
Tomaj.
Tomaj. How you doing, Tomaj?
I'm doing good.
Where are you from, Tomaj? I can't remember.
Lafayette, California, Bay Area.
Okay, great.
East Bay Area.
All right, Tomaj. East Bay Area. Well, you know, thanks for you California people waking up so early to get on this call. So, Tomaj, go ahead, buddy. Ask me what's your question?
Yeah, I've got a listing in San Ramon, and I'm going to be doing an open house on Sunday. And, you know, one of the brokers in my office, he mentioned to me the other day that he has gotten he's double-ended most of his deals this year.
Okay.
Off of, you know, getting buyers at his first open house.
Okay.
And so I had, my question was, you know, like, as I'm there at this open house, it's going to be swamped. There's going to be a lot of people. And I'm just sort of wondering if you have any techniques in terms of, you know, working with buyers at an open house and, you know, because the whole purpose of an open house is to get a buyer, you know,
mm-hmm.
and potentially double end the deal.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have any techniques for that, you know?
Well, the only thing I would suggest, I don't know, did you, well, first of all, did you ask this agent what he's doing that seems to be working?
I did, but he didn't really share much. He didn't really say anything.
Okay.
I think
you know,
kind of tight-lipped on it, you know.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's a shame when they're like that. And is he a top agent?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, Tomas, here's what I would say that the best thing to do with when you're doing an open house is to capture the leads and follow up with people. Number one is I would tell them that you want to, whenever you meet any, first of all, you should do it with another agent. If you're going to get swamped, you shouldn't do it alone. Okay, so that's the first thing. And you work out some kind of arrangement with that agent. You know, that any of the business that comes, you'll share it, or you'll pay them a referral fee, or you'll split the leads, or anything that comes from it, no matter who sells it, you'll share the money. Something, work out an arrangement. The reason why that's really good is because one can do the meet and greet and the other one can do touring. Okay. And so if what you do is you take people through, depending on how big the house is, if it's really huge, then you want to have people kind of hang out and mingle and wait maybe 5 or 10 minutes for another group of people, and then you do like a tour, like a museum tour type thing. If it's not that big, then you just kind of, one will just bring people through, the other one will stay behind, make sure that you're capturing their names, their contact information with the sign up. And what you want to do is you want to tell people, please only give me information that you feel comfortable with. So don't force people to give their name and their email because they're going to lie and give you bogus information if they feel like they have to. But how you'll get the correct information is if you put on either on the sheet or you say it verbally that you've got a special report about what's happening in the local market, whether it's a school report or if you can find something of value, something about the interest rates or a payment schedule or a free inspection or you're doing a raffle for a free something. The more valuable the thing is, the more accurate information people are going to give because they want to be considered for that. Does that make sense? So just having a form asking people for their information is not going to get it unless you give them a reason to be honest with you. Okay. And that would be my suggestion there. The other thing about the public open houses that are really good, Tamaj, is doing a neighborhood open house. And I'll explain what that is, because to me, that is one of the best techniques to actually getting listings from an open house. You can't do it on this one Sunday, but for the next one, this is what you should do. The problem when you do an open house first, for the public, is sometimes you get nosy neighbors coming over and you don't know that they're neighbors, right? So they lie. So what you do is like you're spending time with people thinking that they're a buyer, but they're actually a neighbor, and you're wasting your time because the dialogue is not authentic. See, if they start the relationship with you lying that they live in the neighborhood, if they're thinking about selling, guess what? They will never call you because they lied to you and they don't want to be caught in a lie. Are you with me? So it's a horrible thing to do an open house without first doing the neighborhood open house. Now, here's how that works, Tamaj. Not on the same day. Before you do the public open house, as soon as you get the listing, you'll send out invitations to the neighbors. The invitations you can go get at Staples or Office Max that look like a wedding invitation. You handwrite the envelopes to 50 neighbors. On the inside, it says, on the front of the fold of the card, it says, "You're personally invited, dot, dot, dot." They open it up and it says, "To a neighborhood open house. Your neighbors at 1010 Hanahana are selling their home. And because they will not be home, they've asked me to manage this open house for the neighbors. So come see what this house is. If you happen to know anybody, even if you don't, I'd love to meet you." If you tell 50 neighbors this homeowner is not going to be home, Tamaj, guess how many neighbors are going to show up? All 50, because they're nosy. Are you with me? All right. Now, when these, why would you do that? Here's why you would do this. Two reasons. Number one, you have these 50 people coming over because you sent out the 50. When you tour the house with these people, you know that they're neighbors, so you're not going to try and sell them on the house. You're actually going to be building rapport. Oh, thanks for coming. You guys live in the neighborhood. That's awesome. What kind of house do you have? How long have you lived in the neighborhood?
Mm-hmm.
What do you like best about the neighborhood? If you were going to move, where would you move to? When was the last time you did an updated market analysis? Why don't I do this? I don't mind. Why don't I find the time when I can come over and give
mm-hmm.
you an updated CMA? Because every homeowner should have that done once a year, especially in today's market. So if you have 50 people coming over as you're touring the house and you're saying what I just said to Maj, you should have maybe 40 out of 50 listing appointments. Are you with me?
I am, yeah.
The second thing, Tamaj, why you do this technique is because now when you do the public open house, the only people that are showing up, as you know, are real buyers. They're not
mm-hmm.
neighbors disguised as a buyer. And if a
right.
neighbor does come back, well, you've already met them, you recognize them, hi, and the only reason why they would come back is because I brought my girlfriend or I brought my cousin with me. So now
mm-hmm.
you've got the neighbors selling the property. Now, the reason, now you'll tell the homeowner the reason why you do the neighborhood open house is you'll tell them this. Because sometimes the homeowner may be like, well, I don't want my neighbors coming through. You say, well, no, here's why. The why you do is because the best buyer is a buyer that comes to the neighborhood because they have some kind of personal connection to the neighborhood. And so the
mm-hmm.
best quality buyer is the buyer that's a friend, family, or relative of one of your neighbors. Those people will pay more money than any other type of buyer.
Mm-hmm.
So if we want to sell the house for the most possible money, we absolutely have to do this. Now, listen, it's extra work for me because most agents don't do this. It's more money for me to do this. But the reason why I'm willing to spend the extra time and the extra money to do this for you is because I think it'll really help in getting the property sold for the highest possible price. And now the homeowner is going to say, oh, thank you, Tamaj. So now they're
right.
thanking you versus resisting it. Did that help
right.
you, Tamaj?
Absolutely. Very much so.
All right,
thank
great.
You.
Okay, good. You're so welcome. Now, Tamaj, because you're on a cell phone, you have a little static sometimes. So I'm going to ask you to hit *6 on your keypad to mute you again so that way we won't
okay.
have that static. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you.
All right, gang. So here's what I'm going to do now is in our 20 minutes that are remaining, I'm going to go through the magazine real quick with you. I just want to point out a few things. Those of you that are not in front of your computer and you haven't printed out the magazine, just make a mental note with page numbers, and when you get in front of a computer and you can actually open up the magazine, you can see what I'm saying, okay? So on page 21...
I'm sorry, Darryl, I have a quick question.
Yeah, sure. Who's this?
Yeah, no, I just wanted to find out, because I missed part of this conference call, how soon will it be posted online?
It's this call will be posted probably within by Monday.
Okay,
I forgot today's
got it.
Friday. Yeah, so it'll be up by Monday, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome, hon. All right. So, gang, on page 21 in the magazine, there's a great-looking ad, and the reason why I love this ad is because it looks like an article. So pay attention to page 21. It's really cool. There's some other stuff. I'm just jumping around. Page 24. One of my power agents, what she did, now this is an old ad, it goes back to 2003, but I wanted you to see this. This ad says you're invited to attend Sunny Living for Seniors and Friends. So Angel Schmidt, what she was targeting was senior citizens, and what she did was a seminar for senior citizens. Now, the reason why I showed you this flyer is a couple of reasons. Two reasons. Number one, I like her layout. There's a lot of good things about it. There's photos, there's bullets, the date, it's easy to read. It's really just a good layout. So that's number one. Number two is because the market is improving or has improved, I almost think back to basics is a good rule of thumb here. There's certain things like door knocking, farming, all those things when the market was the bubble busted, I didn't think those were good ideas, but now I do. And doing a seminar positions you as an expert. So let's say you ran an ad that says how to sell your house in today's hot real estate market or something like that. You're going to have homeowners who haven't become FSBOs yet. They haven't started putting their house on the market, but they're thinking about selling. And if you run an ad or a flyer or promote you doing some kind of informational seminar about why is a good time to sell now, interest rates are going up, you want to sell before it gets any higher, just information, it positions you as an expert. It's like giving a listing presentation for a whole bunch of people in one room. So I highly recommend 24. Great ad. 25 is a cute ad. I love that. 26. Now, page 26, everybody pay attention to this. Page 26, this agent, Chris, he sent out this flyer saying, a real estate status report, how much is your home worth, thinking of selling, find out how much your house is worth, the report from 2011. It's a really good idea that I taught him. He switched it around a bit. I love the layout, the bullets, great stuff. But let me tell you about Tina, one of my students in one of my live classes. I just saw also this week. And she said, a lot of you know I wrote a book, How to Become a Power Agent in Real Estate. You can get it on Amazon for like $15. And it's the number one sales book on Amazon for real estate sales. And so Tina has this book. And in the book, I talk about running or an ad or a flyer that says, you'll be amazed. Find out how much your house is worth over the phone, CMA, whatever. I'm not going to go through the whole thing. For those of you who have the book, look for this. You'll be amazed flyer. It's for under prospecting. Tina did this, and she said she got two listings from that one flyer. She loved it. So, and she just told me this yesterday. So page 26 is similar to the phone CMA that I talk about in the Power Agent book. Okay. 27 is a good system. It's page 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32. It's a checklist, like when you get a new client, a new listing. So this will help you stay focused. You obviously have to customize it. There's a lot of things that wouldn't apply to you and some things you want to add. But the other reason why I love this page 27 to 32 is it's also great to show a homeowner on a listing appointment of all the hard work that you do, and it'll help them appreciate more of what you do. Okay, let me see what else we have, because what time is it? Okay. Now, page 35. Let's jump to that one. There's a website that I gave you called eFundraising. And what I love about this is that this is a company that if you wanted to hold your own fundraiser, let's say you wanted to do some kind of community service to raise money for a family, somebody who's sick, or whatever the – or for the troops. If you wanted to do some kind of community program, this e-fundraising company, they give you all of the stuff that you need, whether it's to sell cookies, whether it's scratch-off cards, whether it's restaurant cards. This company actually puts together for you all of the supplies that you need to run your own fundraiser. So I love that. So that's awesome. There's a couple of printing companies that we recommend. On page 36, Realty Times. Realty Times is a great company that has a great source of content that you can add to your website. So you should check them out. And another great company that has a source of content to give your buyers and sellers. I'm going to give you the website. It's not in the magazine this month, so you should write this down. It's called Keeping. K-E-E-P-I-N-G, KeepingCurrentMatters.com, KeepingCurrentMatters.com. There's no space, no dash. It's the best, I think, that's out there. Okay, so that's it, 38, 39. Okay, now 40. Page 40, there's a great visual to show a homeowner why they should price their property correctly. So it's self-explanatory. I'm not going to go through that. Page 41, 42, and 43 is a little brochure, 43, 44. It's a brochure that these agents, these three agents that work together, they created this brochure for buyers as to why they should buy right now. You can just copy this content, obviously put your name and photo instead of the agents, and it's really great what they did. They gave this to me years ago, and I love it. It's printed on a card stock. We scanned it in there for you for the magazine. Okay, so that's it on the magazine. So we got about 10 minutes left. Let me go to the third part, which is I want to give you guys some ideas. So we talked about Fizbo's. Yes.
Daryl, is there a way in which that checklist, is there a way in which you could either send that out as a Word document or a PDF or something, or a way to print that off of here that's just
Yeah, it is
You know,
extensive. You
that
know what
long
I'll.
text list, 2027 to 2031, 32.
Yeah, you know what I'll do? Here's what I'll do for you, okay? Is I'll put that up. Thanks for that. Who's saying that?
Tomaj.
Tomaj again. Okay, sorry, Tomaj. What I'll do, because you asked for it, is I'll take page 27 to 31 and have it converted to a PDF, and I'll post the PDF under their classroom category, now the PDF, it'll make it easier for you to convert it to Word, as you know, because I can tell you know that. For the rest of you that aren't, yeah, instead of you typing it from scratch, the PDF will make it easier. It won't be perfect, but it'll make it easier where you can copy and paste it into a word processor and clean it up. So I'll do that for you, Tamaj. I'm going to put it under classroom, and then there's a category. I don't have it in front of me. It might be miscellaneous or sellers. Seller category in the classroom on our website, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And by the way, when I say our website, for those of you this is the first time, it's thepowerprogram.com site. You know, Daryl Davis's site is different from this. The Power Program has its own website, thepowerprogram.com. Okay, thanks, Tamaj.
Thank you.
Okay, all right, sure. A few other things to finish up the call. Is like I said, gang, you want to make sure you're focusing on getting listings, building listing inventory. The other thing I want to tell you that I think is really important that you do is I'm hearing so many agents making so much money right now because the market is doing so well. If you're not feeling that, it's probably because you're not working the way you know you should be. So if you know, it's kind of like I'm committed to losing weight and getting healthy and you know, I lost 6.5 pounds the last 30 days, and you know, there's times that I'm not doing really what I should be doing, and I struggle with that, and you know, whatever. So if I don't have the results that I want, it's because of what I'm doing or not doing. So I have to focus on the task, not the result. So sometimes we look at the results in our life and we beat ourselves up, but the results are only a gauge or a representation of the tasks that you're doing or not. So if you're not seeing a lot of closings and a lot of listings, don't get upset about no listings. Get upset with yourself of the tasks that you're not doing or doing. Focus on the tasks. The results will come by themselves. All right, so anyway, going back to what I was saying, those of you that are starting to see an increase in business, you're starting to make money, here's what you have to do. You got to put money away. If you're not doing that, you need to pay yourself. You need to save money. Open up an account. I use Fidelity online. I transfer money into that account whenever money comes in. I always pay myself first. You've got to pay yourself first because, you know, we all can't work the way we're working for the rest of our lives. At some point, we got to slow down. Even if we don't want to, because physically we're not gonna have a choice. So you got to put money away. Stop spending it all. All right. Let's see. Other thing. Oh, this is great. You got to start thinking about this. Okay. We are getting. You know, school's gonna start up after the summer, right? And I love this technique. There's some schools they've cut back. They stopped doing this in the grammar schools. They tell the parents to buy folders, and that folder is like a homework folder between the teacher and the child. So every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but that folder is being sent to the teacher and then coming back home to the parent. So it's some kind of almost like an inter-office communication folder, right? Well, what you can do is if you Google school folders, you'll see companies that will customize folders with like the school logo, and you can put your name on there. So what you can do for the school is sponsor these folders, these communication folders for the parents and the teachers. Obviously, you got to get clearance with somebody at the school, whether it's the principal, superintendent, whatever. But I would make that call and say, I'd like to do something for, you know, the ninth and tenth. Not, I'm sorry, that's too old. The second and third grade classes, or the fourth grade, or if your kid is in one of those grades, I'd like to do sponsor the folders. They're like a dollar. You can get some folders even cheaper than a dollar. Now, here's what's awesome about that is you've got this parent who's looking at this folder 5 days a week. and it's got your contact information in there, you know, paid for, sponsored by. I think the school folder is an off-the-hook awesome idea. Another idea that I have for you is bring this is a basic stuff, but again, the market is doing so well. You should be leaving your business card everywhere. I'm hearing top agents do this. They're leaving their business card at restaurants. They pay the bill. They're loaded up with business cards and wearing your name tag. Now, I know that sounds so stupid, right? But let me tell you why this is so important now, why I'm saying you need to do this now as opposed to I've never taught this in the past several years. Is because when the market was bad, homeowners didn't want people to know that they were selling. Why? Because most people were selling not because of choice, but because they have to, because of bankruptcy, because of foreclosure, because they couldn't afford it anymore. So people were very quiet about selling their property. Now, because the market is turning, we're seeing more and more people getting vocal. They're stepping up. They're looking. They're out in the playing field of real estate more than when the market was bad. So you putting your just having a name tag on, I think, is going to generate at least a couple of transactions minimum in a year. So what is that, 10 grand, you know, for wearing a name tag? I think that's a good idea. All right. The let's see what else I have. Three other things I want to tell you. Oh, there's so much that I can give you, but anyway, so let me finish with these three things. When you go on a listing appointment, if you know there's children, I suggest you bring a disposable camera with you. I just thought of this idea because my godson, I haven't seen him in years. Anyway, he came over for 4th of July. We went on a trip. I bought a couple of disposable cameras for him so he can be engaged in the experience of what we were doing for 4th of July. So I was thinking, you know, that'd be cool to do on a listing appointment if a homeowner has children. If you brought over, and by the way, you can actually buy cameras customized with your logo on it. But if you go on a listing appointment, for those of you who want to know how to do that, Google advertising premiums. If you Google that, you'll find companies that customize things for people, you know, like pens and rulers and disposable cameras. Anyway, so if you bring a disposable camera on a listing appointment, especially if it's a FSBO and they have children, say, you know, but before we get started, I just want to give your kids a gift. When we were talking on the phone, I know you had children. You know, sometimes this can be, you know, not an exciting thing for a child because they're leaving their home and it can be a little bit of a challenge. So to help them with that is instead of it being a challenge, but to have it be a fun experience, I give my clients a disposable camera where the kids can actually take pictures of their current home and their new home and their neighborhood, and it gets them engaged in a positive way about this change in their life. So I brought over a couple of cameras for you. If you start a listing appointment off like that, you're going to win the hearts of those homeowners, and you'd actually have to screw up the listing at that point to not get it, in my opinion. The second to last thing I want to give you is you got to start coaching your buyers before you take them out and show them property about presenting full-priced offers in the markets where it's hot. So when you say buyers already know that the market has changed, interest rates are going up, you need to take the time to sit with the buyers before you show property and do like a presentation for the buyers explaining to them how the market has changed and why it's important that properties are going quickly, and show them the average marketing time, show them the average list price to sales price ratio. In other words, start coaching the buyer, putting them in the frame of mind. Listen, if we find a house that works for you, don't think about stealing it. That market has passed. if you don't want to miss out on your home, so let's keep that in mind when we're looking at houses and looking at prices. So just a subtle conversation and get them set up for that. And the last thing I want to say to you, about tips here, and then I'll say goodbye, is NOZBE, NOZBE.com, NOZBE.com. What this is they have an app, too, for phones, but it's also web-based. You can put it on your desktop. It synchronizes. It's a way to keep track of your to-dos and your tasks. Now, I use this myself, and I'm going to tell you the feature that I love best about it is that we can usually break our lives up into categories. You know, we have our listings, we have prospecting, you know, our current, when I say listings, our current sellers, prospecting for new sellers, current transactions, personal, family. You can literally take your life and break it up into categories. In each one of these categories, you have tasks. Well, what NASB does is you take each category and you write your task for that category, all of them. And then you can star and highlight what's the one task that you need to do next. And then what it does is it creates a separate folder. All the ones that you starred creates a separate to-do list for you. So here's what I'm trying to say in a short period of time is that this NASB helps you organize the next most important task that you have to do. So when you work off of that list, you're touching all of those aspects of your life and moving all your projects forward, as opposed to just focusing on one category all day. Okay, so I love the NASB. It's a great tool. It helps us be very productive here. Okay, so that's it for this call. I hope this, I try to squeeze a lot in, and I think it was really, I think you guys got a lot. I'm going to unmute everybody. Hang on a second. So now we're going to hear everybody. It's going to get noisy. Okay, I can hear everybody. Everybody say hi.
Hey, hi.
Hi.
Okay, so is this call valuable for you, yes or no?
Yes.
All right, gang. Now, listen, just take one or two ideas. Don't get overwhelmed, okay? Just do one or two ideas, and if you do that every month, you're going to be better for it. I'm going to let you guys go. Hey, don't forget to go to Facebook and look at my video this month, okay? Daryl Speaks. Wait, let me just do this. I'm going to mute everybody. Don't forget, Daryl Speaks is my handle on Facebook, Daryl Speaks, SPEAKS. So go to that and look at today's video if you want to watch it and the other videos. Thanks again, gang. Go out there, make a difference. Have a wonderful month. I'll talk to you on the next call. Thanks. Bye.